Ode to the Solar Age. Entering the age of light, a new age of enlightenment, humans awakening to the solar age. Envisioned for centuries by many peoples on Earth, those who worshiped the sun saw land and fire as sacred, living with earth and winds, respecting the four directions. Yet hordes of strutting conquerors brought globalization and the vaunted industrial era, weaponizing ancient tools, money, and markets, narrowing relationships of caring, sharing, and mutual respect, the ancient golden rule of community, mathematizing exploitation, false metrics concealing the pain, devastation of the Anthropocene age, hidden by illusions of abstraction, destruction of other lives and species, marketed as progress and success. The planet's wake-up call arriving in pandemics and climate catastrophes. Humans now face graduation time. Are we fit to continue on this earth? Tested now before allowing our ambition to colonize our solar system as an interplanetary species. We need first to learn our true situation, living with other species, dependent on our still hospitable planet, powered by the daily photon shower from our mother star, the sun. Learning at last from green plants, their ways of harvesting those free daily photons with photosynthesis, life's primary technology, besting all human technae as merely biomimicry. Plants producing food and sustenance, inhaling our CO2 while providing us with oxygen. No need to dig deep in Earth's crust for fossil oil, coal, or minerals. Solar cells, wind turbines, geothermal, and ocean energies, all stored and distributed by the lightest element, hydrogen. All provide beyond our dreams, healthy lifestyles, enough for all. No need to compete. Instead, joy in sharing and communing in all our communities, families, tribes, and nations, face to face and in cyberspace, as our beloved children are teaching. Released at last from the conceptual prisons, recycling our cultures and theories, freedom from cognitive limits, academic boundaries and silos, a new age of enlightenment for all, healing ourselves and the earth, replanting, rewilding lands, rivers, and forests, fulfilling at last the promise of generations of fire and sun worshippers in this new age of light, the solar age.